Today is Monday, February 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Another Monday. Weekends go by so quickly. So quickly they go by. And, yeah. Although I don't even remember what we did over the weekend. I will make another TV show recommendation. So on the weekend, I'll just go over. We did record Mix Minus Friday evening. Daniel's going through some stuff that I'm not going to talk about here, but he's going through some stuff, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be lining up a guest co-host or if it was going to be Daniel, but Daniel was able to make it, and we had a good time. We recorded that, and that was a lot of fun. We had a lot of people in the chat room and lots of people listening, and it was the first time that I had gotten to test out the new streaming software with a complete 2-3-4 hour stint of a show, and it seemed to work fine. No one said it was not working, so everything seemed to work fine. And then on Saturday, we didn't really do a lot. Mark decided it was he needed to do some sweeping and some stuff, but I was still asleep because he lets me sleep in on Saturdays and Sundays, actually. And I got up, and then Saturday is my cheat day. So I did lose weight. I lost about 2.5 pounds last week, and I've lost about a little over 6 pounds in the past 3 weeks. And again, because I didn't weigh the first week, I don't really know the total amount that I've lost, but I've lost at least 6 pounds since I started. So there's your update, everyone. And I made a list. So for this ski trip that we're going on, we need a bunch of stuff. We need ski pants or ski bibs, which they're overalls, but they're weather-resistant overalls, basically, that you wear when you're skiing. We also need thermal underwear, both leg and upper body. And then we also need socks, and we need gloves, and we need hats, and we need ski goggles. And so I went through the tedious process of looking for reviews and finding what the best things that we needed to get for each of the things. And then I found, there are some websites, if you really are an avid skier and you want to get the best gear, then you'll go to some of these outdoor outfitting places like REI or for hikers, things like that. And there are specialty shops specifically for snowboarding and skiing and stuff like that. And they're probably really good. I mean, it's probably really good, everything that they have, but they are so expensive. And I may ski once every, well, at this rate, I ski once every 10 years. We don't know if Mark's going to like it, so it's not even something we do yearly. Some people ski multiple days of the year, or if you live in a snowy area, some people may ski every week during the ski season. Or if you actually work at we don't live near a mountain that has skiing. We do live near mountains, but they don't have snow on them, and there's no skiing. So there's no sense spending hundreds of dollars on ski pants or ski goggles or hat or whatever. And so I did some searching around, but I finally went to Amazon because they had some really cheap options. And I made a spreadsheet with each of the items that we needed. I put links to those items, and then I put a column for Mark and a column for me so that we could go in and put our sizes and color choices for each of the things that we wanted. And when Mark started going in and looking, I said, okay, I'm ready. I've done all the research. All you have to do is go in and pick your size, pick your color, and give me the link to that, and then I'll go and place the order. Or you can go and place the order. It doesn't matter. As soon as he started going in and looking, he realized that his size and color choices were not available in the one that I had selected. And so now I have to go back and do more research and find, because I didn't realize that what I was selecting was unavailable until March or April, and we're skiing at the end of February. So really beginning of March, but we're leaving on the 28th. We're leaving on the last day of February. So anyway, I wanted to have breakfast, and because I had lost 2.5 pounds and Saturday is my cheat day, I decided, and by the time I woke up, it was too late to get fast food breakfast because most of the fast food places stopped serving breakfast at 10:30. And I got up about 10:30, so it was too late. So I decided we were going to get Cracker Barrel, and we ordered food from Cracker Barrel. I don't remember what it was, but it was kind of a weird combination, but it was chicken tenders with scrambled eggs and a hash brown casserole and then biscuits and gravy. And he got a country fried steak or a chicken fried steak with eggs and hash brown casserole. I couldn't finish mine. I don't know if it's because of the diet I'm been doing, but it was so much food. It was literally so much food. I couldn't finish it. And I have a whole bunch of biscuits left over I put in the cake stand, but now I can't eat them during the week. I could, but one Cracker Barrel biscuit is 5 points, and I only get 27 points a day. And 5 points is a lot for one small little biscuit. So I'm not really sure. I may freeze them, or they'll probably end up getting thrown away, but maybe I'll freeze them. I'm not really sure. And so, you know, I did the looking for the ski stuff. And then Saturday night we went to Bentonville to get Pokeball. We basically drove around Bentonville Square to spin Pokestops to get balls because Community Day was on Sunday. So then since we were in Bentonville, we picked up food from a restaurant that I like in Bentonville for our restaurant of the week, and then brought that home and had Italian for dinner on Thursday night while we watched RuPaul's Drag Race. And so that was kind of our evening on Saturday. And then on Sunday, again, I slept late. He got up and did the stuff that he does on Sunday, laundry and stuff like that, and watched Mass and talked to his parents and all that stuff that he does on Sundays. He has a very regimented, you know, what he does on Sundays. So he did that, and then we played Pokemon in the afternoon while we were watching. A recommendation that I'm going to make is, a TV recommendation, is Killing Eve. It's got Sandra Oh, who is the lady who was on Grey's Anatomy for years and years and years, and she finally quit that show, and then she moved over to doing this show, and it's really good. It is a crime. So they're chasing an assassin who is really also a psychopath. She's a serial killer basically, but she gets paid for it. And it's about the chasing of that person and the relationship between Eve, who's the investigator, and the actual assassin / serial killer. And it's really good. We had never watched it before, so we watched that, played Pokemon, and then in the afternoon we went over to my parents and watched the Super Bowl, and then went and got groceries and all that, and then came home. My mom was talking to my aunt on the phone while we were there, and they were actually talking about some conspiracy theories that we're going around YouTube and Facebook and stuff, and she says, yeah, and it's such a shame. They're taking it off of YouTube and off of Facebook. I don't even know what it was, but basically my mom was saying that she believes this stuff, and she thought it was horrible that they were taking it off of YouTube and Facebook. I don't know what it was, but I assume it was something like the QAnon stuff or anti-vax stuff or who knows, any of that crazy stuff, because it's stuff that they're removing. I didn't hear both sides of the conversation. So she said, so I had to go and look at it on OAN. Ugh. Oh my God. It's horrible. And my parents started mentioning restaurants they wanted to go to while we were snow skiing. And I said, hey guys, we're not going to go eat in restaurants. And they're like, what? You're not going to eat in restaurants? And mom said, are you guys just so scared of the virus? I said, no, mom, we're responsible. Restaurants are like the number one way to get COVID and to transmit COVID. And we're not going to go eat in restaurants. We're staying in a condo that has a kitchen. So we're going to cook. And she's like, well, okay then, but you're going to have to do all the cooking. I'm like, well, we can also order DoorDash, but we're not going to go eat in a restaurant. You know, I don't want them to either, but I don't have control over them. Now, one other update. my mom is going to get the vaccine. She had prayed about it, and God finally told her that it was okay for her to get the vaccine. So apparently she's going to get it, but they're still on a list. They keep calling, and they can't find any place that has them available for them. And so they've called several times, and they've been unable to get one yet. So I don't know if they're going to have the vaccine before we go or not. I hope they do, but the way it's going right now, they're not able to actually get an appointment. So I don't know what that's going to be like, but fingers crossed that they actually get it. Every time I go to my parents, they keep giving me these boxes that have stuff on them from when I was growing up. Apparently they're still storing some of my stuff. So I thought what I would do is start unpacking these boxes and talking about items that I found, you know, that are in the boxes on the podcast. So I'm pulling one out right now, and it's a pair of binoculars that I had when I was growing up. And the story that I remember about that, it's interesting because I forgot I even had these, but the story that I remember is my dad got me these binoculars because he would take me deer hunting and squirrel hunting. And I kept falling asleep on the deer stand. And he said, you can use these binoculars. You don't have to, because I didn't want to kill an animal. He said, so you can just use the binoculars to sightsee. And so that's what I did. But after I kept falling asleep, we decided that hunting was not my thing. And so I stopped going. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.